Welcome back, 1244, 1260 WRC, Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And joining me now, Dave Boyer, Washington Times White House reporter. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Doing just fine. Any word coming from the White House as a result of this Malaysian jet being shot down at the Ukraine-Russian border?
Yes, there's a little bit of breaking news. All I can tell you really is that President Obama has been briefed by his advisors about the fact that the plane crashed, and there's no response other than that from the White House. He's asked his advisors to keep him, you know, apprised of the developments. Ironically, President Obama did have a phone conversation this morning with Russian President Vladimir Putin about the new U.S. sanctions that we've imposed against Russian businesses for the crisis in Ukraine, but it's not clear exactly when that conversation took place this morning and whether President Obama knew at the time about the jetliner crash.
Mm-hmm. And this comes on the heels of Russia making the announcement that they're going to set up another spy post in Cuba?
Right. I'm not sure how the spy game really works if you're going to announce that you're opening a spy shop in a certain location. How effective is it really? I don't really get that. But, Putin's government revealed within the past few days that it's reopening a spy base that it had during the Cold War in Cuba, which will be less than 200 miles from the border of the United States, and that's not good news for the Obama administration. But it is viewed by most people as part of this tit for tat lousy relationship that Vladimir Putin and Barack Obama have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here's a shocker. I just saw Russia has denied shooting down the Malaysian plane. So anyway. All right, we'll continue to follow that, I'm sure. All right, I want to take you in a different direction. I saw your story, Illegal Immigration Crisis Poses Quandary for Democrats. It sure does, and one of them's right in our own backyard, Martin O'Malley. He started off by actually slamming the White House for wanting to send these kids back, and then he changes his tune and says, don't send them to Maryland?
Yeah, speaking of fences, it seems like Governor O'Malley is really trying to play both sides of the fence here. He's, on the one hand, he's portraying himself very sympathetic to all these illegal immigrants coming over the Mexican border and calling on the Obama administration to, treat this as a humanitarian crisis and to not send back the kids from Central America who are coming here. And then in the very same day he made that comment last week, it turns out that he was having a conversation with one of President Obama's top advisors and said, hey, now don't send any of those kids to the place you're looking at in Maryland. We don't want them here.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's trying to have it both ways. And he's saying, oh, well, the site that they were looking at in western Maryland, it's in the mountains. It's not a really good area to have an illegal alien detention center. So that's all he meant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he also indicated that there were already hundreds of kids here. Did he say where?
No, he did not, and it's really not clear what he was talking about. We need to look into that further, but, it's apparently some of the illegal immigrants' children who are, being caught and cared for by the United States government right now have been transported to locations in Maryland, and, mm-hmm. You remember the furor just a few weeks ago about the government wanting to set up a detention center in rural Virginia, and that went over like a lead balloon. So the government obviously is scrambling right now to still find places, temporary housing for these children.
Yeah. All right, so we know what Martin O'Malley wants to do. He wants to run for the presidency in 2016. Said as much the other day, but hasn't announced officially. Very much like another person we know, Hillary Clinton. She wants to send him back, though, right?
That's what she's saying right now. Everybody's posturing. I'm sure it won't shock you. All these candidates who are, potential candidates for the presidency in 2016 on the Democratic side are kind of showing signs of being caught unawares by the suddenness of this immigration crisis. And so they're trying to come up with positions that, sound tough on crime, but also sound a little bit, lenient in the sense that they don't want to irritate the Hispanic voter base of the Democratic Party, which is big and growing.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, Hillary Clinton has made comments about, we need to enforce the law, and they should be sent back as soon as they can find out who are the responsible adults in their families. Well, that's kind of a wiggly position, I think. You know? So she's staking out a position, and then you've got, Joe Biden, who could be a candidate in 2016, who's not really talking about the border crisis because he's basically, has to be tied in lockstep with whatever President Obama's policy is now, whatever that is. I'm asking you.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But, and so there's a lot of headaches for the potential candidates right now over this issue.
Yeah, and they've got to be looking at this new polling information, especially the stuff from Gallup, indicating that immigration and the influx of illegals is becoming a big deal with the American public.
Yeah, that was a very interesting poll out this morning by Gallup. It said, when you ask people these days, what's the top domestic concern of yours? Immigration is right there at the top, along with basically lousy government in Washington.
Yeah, yeah. Lousy government in Washington. So when is that never not near the top,
True. But yeah. Immigration has, as you were mentioning, immigration has tripled in its importance in this poll in just a matter of a month or two.
Yeah, it went from three.
That's very significant.
Yeah, it went from 3% to 17% in a period of 2 months. That is significant. All right, Joe Biden says he thinks long and hard about what he says. I mean, that's like Obama saying he's not interested in a photo op. Does anybody really believe that?
It was hilarious. He was speaking to a conference of young progressives in Washington yesterday, and he said, and I loved it because he prefaced his remark with, he said, "I know some of you won't believe this, but
yeah.
I really give a lot of thought to what I say before I say it." Because, of course, Joe Biden is one of the most famous politicians in the United States for being gaffe prone, and it's very amusing to people who followed him over the years that he's telling everyone that he chooses his words very carefully.
Yeah, and then he said something like he's in the center of the left wing cause or something like that.
yeah, he's been at the center of the progressive fight basically since the '60s, He just after he was talking yesterday about the fact that he chooses his words carefully, I thought it was interesting because he told this group of young activists who, on the Democratic side, he said, "I need you." He was speaking in the first person, personally. And that, of course, set off all sorts of suspicion bells about, maybe he is thinking more seriously about running for president.
Yeah, he is. In fact, he's probably looking in the mirror when he gets up in the morning and calling himself President Biden,
Well, Andy, as somebody who appreciates good copy, I hope every day that he runs for president.
Yeah, I know. It's true. All right, President in Delaware today, standing next to a bridge that's falling down?
That's right. He's going to Joe Biden's backyard to make another call for Congress to spend more money on, increase the money for the Highway Trust Fund to repair roads and bridges. There was there's a really busy bridge on I-495 through Delaware near just outside Philadelphia that has been damaged and is in the process of being repaired. So it's causing a lot of commuter headaches in that area.
Right. So he'll be standing there for his photo op with that in the background.
Right, and the administration is going to, the president is going to reveal this afternoon that he's creating in the federal Department of Transportation a new, in quote unquote, investment center. It's intended to be a one-stop shop to encourage private investment with the government to repair roads and bridges.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see whether that works.
Yeah. All right. So, what you got planned for the weekend? I guess packing for the Martha's Vineyard vacation coming up in a couple.
Yeah, maybe coming up soon. It's only about 2 or 3 weeks away now, so it's getting close.
Yeah.
But nothing big on his schedule at the moment.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, no money for the bowling alley revamping, huh?
That's right. The House passed by voice vote yesterday an amendment that would prohibit the government from spending any tax dollars on renovating the White House bowling alley. Of course, you remember last week the White House revealed it was intending to repair the two-lane bowling alley in the White House that is used by staffers and their guests.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that pretty much wraps up what I wanted to talk about today with you. So I'll let you get back to work, and we'll do it again. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Andy.
David Boyer, Washington Times White House reporter, 1254, 1260 WRC. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times.